నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 4 వర్స్ నంబర్ 32. ఏవం బహువిధాయ యజ్ఞా వితతా బ్రహ్మణో ముఖే కర్మజాన్ విదితాన్ సర్వాన్ ఏవం జ్ఞాత్వా విమోక్షసే. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: all these different types of sacrifices are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated. Purport: different types of sacrifice, as discussed above, are methods in the Vedas to suit the different types of workers. Because the men are so deeply absorbed in the different bodily concept, these sacrifices are so arranged that one can work either with the body, with the mind, or with the intelligence. But all of them are recommended for the ultimate bringing about the liberation from the body. This is confirmed by the Lord herewith from His own mouth. Om Hare Krishna. So in this verse 4.32, the Supreme Lord, in the previous verses, from verse number 24 to 29, He has described different kinds of sacrifices. And He says that all the sacrifices are ultimately meant to attain liberation. So in this way, He is concluding here. There are different Dravamaya Yajna, Tapasvamaya Yajna, Swadhyaya Yajna. So in this way, the Vedas prescribe so many different types of yajnas. Why? Because all the persons, when they come in this material world, they acquire some modes. That is called gunas. So tribhirmay idam sarvam idam jagat. So all the three worlds is completely bound by this three modes of material nature. So that's why when a living entity is born, he is born with these three modes. And because of these three modes, he has acquired certain type of body, certain type of mind, certain type of intelligence. So in this way, you will find in this world, even the twins, they don't look same. They may be looking same, but still there must be some difference. And you see that their life is totally different. Even born at the same time, from the same womb. So in this way, so we see that every person looks different. His attitude is different. His consciousness is different. Why? Because of these three modes. So Prabhupada explains that 3 into 3 is 9. 9 into 9 is 81 plus 3, 84. So in this way, there are 84 different species of life. And among them, 4 lakh species are in human form of life. So in this way, you can't give one process to everybody. Like for example, suppose we have schools. So in the school, we see that somebody is in the first standard, somebody is in the second standard, somebody is in third standard. So in this way, the purpose of the school is to that, come to the level of 10th standard. And from 10th standard, you pass out from this school. But if somebody is so fanatic, or he says, no, I am in 2nd standard, and this classroom is the only best. I don't believe in any other classrooms. So in this way, this is what we see in this world, today's world, that there are different religions in this world. There is Christian religion, Muslim religion, Sikh religion, so many different kinds of religion. And the Supreme Lord Krishna, He has sent so many prophets here to preach. And so these prophets, they have preached according to the time, place and circumstances. So that's why there are so many religions in this world. But the foolish people, they don't understand the essence of religion, and just for some material gain, some political gain or some control over some community, they misinterpret scriptures and then they want to rule. So that's why we see that in this world so many hatred is developed between the communities, and they are fighting amongst each other and want to prove that they are the best. But here we can see that the Supreme Lord, how nicely He is explaining that there are different kinds of sacrifice, because some person is on the bodily platform of life. So Vedas accommodate everybody. Vedas doesn't say that you are disqualified. No. Because Vedas want to elevate all living entities. It is not that Veda is for certain particular community. No. Vedas are for everybody. So, Vedas educate us from standard, you know, lower KG, then upper KG, first standard, like that. So slowly, one has to understand that I have to reach the 10th standard and then pass out from this school. I don't have to stay in this school. So in this way, Vedas also elevate you step by step, so that ultimately you get liberation from this material world. That is the purpose of Veda. So that's why those who are on the bodily platform of life, those who think that I am this body and have no knowledge about the soul, then the Vedas prescribe them that type of sacrifice. Okay, you do some demigod worship. So when they say that if you do demigod worship, then you will have much better sense gratification. If you please Lord Shiva, if you please Durga, if you please Kali, then they will give you a lot of wealth, opulence, beautiful woman. So in this way, you can enjoy more. So this person is thinking, oh, this is fantastic. I will do this sacrifice for demigods and I can enjoy more wealth of this world, more name, fame. Just what I have to do is that give some, you know, sacrifice some goat or some money to these demigods, and then I will receive. Because they are more concerned about their body. But what happens is that when they worship this demigod, at least they have advanced a little bit, that there is some higher power. And they know that there is some heavenly planet where demigods are there. So slowly then he may realize, step by step, oh, there is heavenly planet, and the Vedas explain about that, karma kand. And they say that you do this sacrifice, then you can go to heavenly planets. In heavenly planets, the enjoyment is 1,000 times much better than here. The enjoyment here is very, very meager. But enjoyment in heaven is 1,000 times better. So this person, he thinks, okay, then I will do this sacrifice. And I will go to heaven after this life. So in this way, what happens is that now he has elevated, he is now believing in next life. Past life, previous life. So at least, in this body, I will sacrifice to demigods. And in next body, I will attain heavenly planet. So in this way, the Vedas, they trick the living entity and slowly push them upwards by dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So ultimately one has to come to the point of liberation. So here the Supreme Lord in this verse is mentioning that how the ultimate goal of all sacrifice is to attain liberation, is to get rid of this cycle of birth and death. Because the cycle of birth and death is suffering for us in this material world. Why we are suffering? But ultimately, this liberation will also not give satisfaction. There are different kinds of liberation, 5 kinds of liberation. There is Sarupya, Sayujya, Samipya, Salokya, Sarishtri. So Sayujya means one may enter the Brahman, Brahma Jyoti of the Supreme Lord and merge there and stay there for long period of time. But again, Patantyadha, he has to come down. And then there is Sarupya. Sarupya Mukti means one can attain the same form of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has 4 hands, Shankha Chakra Gadha. The same form he can attain in Vaikuntha Loka. So in Vaikuntha Loka we will see that the souls, the servant of Lord Vishnu looks same like Vishnu having 4 hands. So that is called Sarupya Mukti. And then there is called Salokya Mukti. That attaining the abode, the Vaikuntha planet of the Supreme Lord. Sarishti Mukti. And that is, the living entity can attain the same opulence as the Lord. So in this way, there are 5 kinds of this liberation. But ultimately, one is not satisfied with any kind of liberation. That is what Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. One has to always consider oneself as servant of Krishna. Jivere Swarupai, Krishna Nityadas. Until and until he has some personal desire to attain some wealth or to attain something in this material world or even till the point of liberation, he cannot be satisfied. He has to come to the position of the servant of Krishna. Jivere Swarupai Krishna Rudra. Then only he can become happy. Until that, he has to suffer. Krishna Bhuliya Sayji Vanadi Bhairmuk Atayam Matare Diya Samsaratu. So if one forgets Krishna, then Maya is beside us. She is always there and she has to give you sufferings. So the problem of our life is nothing but a simple thing, that is forgetfulness of Krishna. Jiv Krishna Nityadas, Jiv Taha Bhuligila, Ehi Doshe Maya Tare Galaya Bandhila. Why are we bound in 3 modes of material nature? Because we have forgotten that actually I am Krishna's servant, eternal servant, and my duty is to serve the Supreme Lord. And instead, what we are doing is that we are serving our senses, we are serving our family members, our country, so many things of this world, and not serving Krishna. So that's why it's a law, as there is only one God, there is only one law, that is to remember Krishna. If you don't remember Krishna, then you are put into suffering. Maya has to punish you. There is only one law. So here we see in this country, there are so many thousands of laws. Industrial law, this law, that law, criminal law, civil law. And just people are fighting with these laws. And sometimes a person is convicted and then he is put in jail. Sometimes, most of the times he is released because of so many loopholes in the laws. But here there is no loophole in the Supreme Lord's law. There is only one God and there is only one law. Either you remember Krishna or being get punished by Maya. Krishna bhuliya jiv anadi bahirmukh atayeva maya tare diya samsarado. So the moment you forget Krishna, Maya has to hammer you. She is there with the hammer just beside us. Forget Krishna, dhang. Like that. So, the real problem of life is forgetfulness of Krishna. All our problems, all our anxiety, all whatever troubles we are facing in this world is just because of forgetfulness of Krishna. And we are thinking that I will not think of Krishna, whatever problems or whatever trouble or sufferings are there, I will try to find out my own solution. And here we see every living entity, conditioned soul, is from the morning and 24 hours. What he is doing is just finding out his own solution for all his sufferings, all his problems. Scientists, they think that if we have technological advancement, we have computers, mobiles, fast cars, this and that technology, then our problem will be solved. So we have to have invest a lot of money and do some advanced technology. But we see the more the technology is advancing, the more people are suffering. Isn't it? We have mobiles, we have laptops, computers, everything we have. But sufferings have not reduced because we have not applied the simple process, remembering Krishna. The politicians, they are thinking that if I become king, then I will satisfy all the citizens, whatever they want, with my powers, and then everybody will become happy. Even Gandhiji, he thought like that. He thought that I will serve this country, India. And he was so selfless in serving the people of India that he would do so much of austerity, starve. He had everything. He was so wealthy person. But he gave up everything and was living like a poor beggar just for his countrymen. But what happened? He could not satisfy his countrymen. At the end of his life, all the countrymen of India were unsatisfied. And his own countrymen killed him. So these politicians, they are thinking that by my own arrangement, I can make people happy. So if we have a political stability, like recently we had these elections. So everybody was promising that we will give a stable government. And if we have a stable government, then you can become happy. But whichever party comes, our problems will be there, and the problems are increasing day by day, more and more. So in this way, we see that when we apply something else than Krishna consciousness to our problems, then the problem only multiplies. It doesn't reduce. Temporarily, it may seem to be reducing. Temporarily, you may see, my problem is solved. Or suppose, like, example, the scientists have invented mobile. And so you think that, I don't have to go so far. I can just call on the mobile. But you see, there are so many other disadvantages of mobile. People say that because of these waves, you may get cancer. And because of this mobile, people are becoming more stressed because they have to work more. People are getting more stressed because now everything is in your hand, just you have to call. So you have increased your appetite or your greed because you can control more over this mobile. So more and more anxiety. So in this way, by this mobile our traffic problem has not solved. Still we see that so much of traffic jams. So, this mobile has not made any difference in our life. Our problems are still there. In fact, much more increased. So in this way, we see that all our solutions will not work. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna Nitya Das E Vishwas Karle Tovar Dukho Nai. So only you have to have a simple faith, that is dhrida faith, a very strong faith, that I am Krishna, eternal servant, and then if I serve him, then I can become happy. Krishna Nitya Das E Vishwas Karle Tovar Dukho Nai. This is the real solution for all humanity. But people are so ignorant that they don't want to become Krishna Das. They want to become Maya Das. And so that's why we see there's so much problem in this world. So that's why in Vedic literatures there are so many sacrifices given. But ultimately the Vedic sacrifice glorify the sacrifice of Nam Sankirtana. Krishna Varanam Tisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyar Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedashah. And those who are intelligent in this material world, they will take to this process of Sankirtan. And especially this Nama Sankirtan has, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially brought it from Goloka Vrindavan. Golokara Premardhan Harinam Sankirtan. So all types, other types of yagyas will not work in this Kali Yuga. So the only yagya which will work is the chanting of the holy name, and there is a beautiful bhajan on this which describes the that how, if you understand this bhajan, and we can understand that how the holy name is the ultimate benefit for this world. In Bengali. Harinam Kurusa, the essence of all scriptures is the holy name. And this Bhavasagar, this material world is considered as the ocean. And to cross this ocean is very, very difficult. But what will happen if you take the holy name, chanting of the holy name, E Bhavasagare Hobe Balichar. Balichar means was the, all the water in the river will dry away. Sometimes we say today, the rivers are dried up because of the summer. The water is not there in the river. So a person can easily cross the river just by walking. Hatiya hoibe par. So in this way, this river of material world is very huge. You cannot see the shore. But if you can, if you chant the holy name and take the holy name as the essence, then the same river you can pass just by walking. So hatiya hoi vipa.
Hari nam korusa. Hari nam.
को रोसा धराम करम जपए तप ज्ञान जोग जग ध्यान नहे 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 कलिते केवल उपाय गोविंद नाम उपाय गोविंद नाम हरि नाम करो सा हरि नाम करो सा हियर इज सेइंग धर्म. So in this world we find that we are practicing so many types of religions. Desh dharma, mata pita dharma, this dharma, that dharma. But these all dharmas which are based on this body, mind and intelligence will not work. And karam or some pious activity like, you know, giving charity or feeding food to the poor. So there are so many pious activity, but this will also not work in Kali Yuga. Hey, jap, hey, tap. So there are so many people who are doing tapasya. If you go to Kumbh Mela, then you can see people are standing on one leg, or they are so many types of austerities they do, but this will also not work in Kali Yuga. Or tapasya. And this jnana, yoga, yajna, dhyan, all these things will not work. So here he is saying, nahi 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 kalite kevala upay govindana. So three times it is said, nahi nahi nahi. There is also one beautiful verse, hare naam harernam eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyatha. So here also we see nasteva, 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 three times. And here also we see nahi, nahi, nahi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that nama vina kichu nahi kar chauda bhuvanam aaj. There is no greater thing as the holy name. The most valuable thing in this world is the holy name. And all other things are useless. But unfortunately, what we are doing is that we are giving value to all other things of this world. We give value to the share market, company shares, or we give value to the land, we give value to so many things of this world, but for holy name, we give zero. So then, what will happen? There will be only problems. So that's why it is said, nahi, 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 that by karma, by jnana, or by ashtanga yoga, you cannot achieve the perfection of this life. What is the only thing? Upaya Govindanam. The only solution is the chanting of the holy name.
Bhakate mukati jagati segati tahe na karo horati megher chhaya judaye jemon कहो ना से कौन गति कहो ना से कौन गति हरि नाम करो सा हरि नाम करो सा.
So here it is said, bhukti, people want to enjoy sense gratification. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So first they will do some dharma, artha, then they will acquire some money through dharma, by some religious activity. Artha, kama, then when the money comes, they want to do sense gratification. And after sense gratification, they are tired of this sense gratification, they want to attain liberation, moksha. But all these are kaita of dharma.
धर्मो प्रोचित कैटवोत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणाम सताम वेद्यम वादवमत्र वस्तु शिवदम तापत्रयोन्मूलनम श्रीमद् भागवते महामुनि कृते किं वा परेश्वर सद्योदय आरुदय तत्रि शुश्रूषवे तत्क्षणात्.
So Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second verse, he kicks out all this cage of dharma, dharma artha kama moksha, because this is cheating religion for some personal benefit, liberation. This is all cheating religion. So that's why one who wants these things, bhukti, mukti, they will get that. They are like the cloud covering the sun. The sun is compared to Krishna. And if suppose the cloud is covering the sun, then you cannot see the sun directly. So this dharma, artha, kama, moksha are like that cloud covering the Supreme Lord, love of Krishna. So they are described as meghera chaya. Meghera chaya means the shadow of the cloud. So what is the solution?
वदना भरे हरे हरे बोलो ए मोन सुलभ कबे भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म अर की ए मोन होबे अर के ए मोन होबे हरि नाम करो सार हरि नाम करो सार ओरे मन ओरे मन हरि नाम करो सार हरि नाम करो सार.
So here he said, Vadana Bhariya Hari Hari Bolo, Emono Sulabo Kobe, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma, Araki Emone Hobe. So we have to fill our mouth with the chanting of the holy name. That's all what is the simple process. Chanting of the holy name. Anybody can do it. Prabhupada says even a child can do it. Even a dog can do it. So chanting of the holy name is not very difficult thing in this Kali Yuga. But if you try to do some other processes, there are so many things you have to do that is impossible. But chanting of the holy name, anybody can do it. And we are so fortunate, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Arki Emone Hobe, that we have got the human form of life in this Bharat Varsha. This Bharat Bhumi is very sacred. After many, many pious births, we get such kind of birth. And in this Bharat Varsha, we can practice Vedic Krishna Bhakti very easily. Why? Because here there is a conducive atmosphere. In the West, it's like a heavenly planet. There is so much of sense gratification. So when a person is subjected to so much of sense gratification, then he may not come to Krishna or come to God. But here in India, we say that everybody is naturally inclined to God. So that's why we should not waste our human form of life, and especially when we are born in this Bharat Varsha, land of India. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also very beautifully stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, भारत भूमि ते होइला मनुष्य जन्म जार जन्म सार्थ करे कर पर उपकार. So here he says that one who has got birth in Bharat Varsha, he should not do sense gratification. Sense gratification is for Western people. For Indian people, one has to make his life successful. Janma sartha kare. How? By doing Sankirtan, by chanting of the holy name, and perfecting one's life. And then what you have to do is that Kara Para Upkar. And you have to give this same Harinam to other souls. That is the direct order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has given us. So it's a great responsibility of all Indians. We have to take this, otherwise we will waste our life like cats and dogs and may go to hell. So here, that's why it is said that now this is the opportunity. So chant the holy name.
Jateka Puran Pra Jateka Purane Praman Dekhena Namera Saman Nahe Namera Ti Hoile Premera Oday Preme Ke Hare Ke Paay Preme Te Hare Ke Paay Hari Naam Kurusa Hari Naam Kurusa Ore Man Ore Man Hari Naam Kurusa Hari Naam Kurusa
So it is said that Jateka Purana Pramana Nahi Namera Samana Nahi Name Hai Rati Hoile Premere Uday Premeke Hari Kepa. So this holy name can give us love of Godhead, and that we can see in all scriptures that how this holy name is glorified.
Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Apikureva Tat Vidhyay Kantik Nishkritam.
So Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu. So only this chanting of the holy name can bring auspiciousness to this world. No other activity can bring auspiciousness to this world. Only chanting of the holy name. All other activities will only bring inauspiciousness. That's why we see here in this world, everything is inauspicious here. You go out of this temple, everything is inauspicious. Why? Because there is no chanting of the holy name. So Sukadeva Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam, he is giving that Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu. Only this chanting of the holy name can purify this world, can bring auspiciousness in this world. And this is the topmost. Vidhi Aikantiki Nishkritam. This is the, you should know, all of you should know, this is the best chanting of the holy name. And there is beautiful pastime where Shukravacharya was asked by the Lord, the Supreme Lord, after Bali Maharaj was captured. So he said, what wrong did Bali Maharaj did? Where he went wrong? So Shukracharya said, he didn't went wrong. Actually, he was always remembering you. So all these sacrifices are completely useless, because your chanting of the holy name is real thing.
Mantra das tantra das chidram deshakala vavastita sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava.
So here is saying that all other sacrifices, they need so many ingredients. You need proper place, you need proper brahmanas, so many things are required, which are very difficult to acquire in this age of Kali Yuga. But for chanting of the holy name, nothing is required. In fact, you can chant this holy name when you are answering the call of nature also. So anywhere, Om Apavitra Pavitra Va Sarvavastra Katopiya Smaret Pundarikaksha Savaya Bhyantara Suchi. So if you are in a pure state or in impure state, any state you may be, but if you chant the holy name, then you are purified internally and externally also. That is the glories which I described in Vedic literature. Chateka Purana Pramana Nahi Namira Samanam Damsri Damstro Hato Malecho Haramete Punapuna Iti Muktva Mukta Manupi Kim Shraddayan Granan. So there was one Yavan, a low class Shudra, meat eater. So he was answering his call of nature and he saw a wild boar attacking him. And while attacking, he started saying, Haram, Haram. But the Supreme Lord is so merciful that he took as Haram. Ram means somebody, a devotee may with love cry out, Hey Ram, like that. And he was liberated. So Sukadeva Maharaj is saying that if that Yavan, that Malaysia, he just by chanting Haram, he has attained liberation. So what to speak of those who chant with full faith this chanting of the holy name? How much benefit they will get? So in this way, the Vedic literatures describe the glories of the chanting of the holy name. And what will happen by chanting of this holy name? Name rati hoile, premere ude, premete hari ke paaye. So by chanting of the holy name, we will attain Krishna prem. That is the ultimate goal of the human form of life. So next is saying,
Shravana kirtana kara anokshana asat pachal chadi kahe premananda manusha janam safalana karbhani safalana karbhani Hari Nam Kurusa Hari Nam Kurusa E Bhav Sagare Hove Bale Chal Hateya Hoye Bepa Hari Nam Kurusa Hari Nam Kurusa
That Shravana Kirtana Kara Anukshana, the most important of all these nine processes, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Out of this, the first two are very important. If you can do this first two nicely, then automatically all other things will follow. That is Shravana Kirtana. You have to hear and then you have to chant the holy name. So Kahe Premananda Manusha Janama Safala Karanabha. So here this song has been written by Premananda. So he is saying that this human form of life is meant for attaining perfection, for attaining Krishna Prem. So our only goal of life in this world is to attain Krishna Prem, and by chanting of this holy name we can easily attain, as this the whole bhajan has described. So here in this verse, Lord Krishna in verse 4.32, in the previous verses from 24 to 29, he has described different types of sacrifices. Yajna ardhar karmano nyatra lokoyam karmano bandhana. But all these sacrifices, if it is not done for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, then the same this activity will bound you in this material world. And then you will be suffering this cycle of birth and death. So ultimately all these sacrifices has to be done for the Supreme Lord Vishnu, for His pleasure. So in this way, this is the some message from this verse. Hare Krishna. So anybody has any questions, comments? Thank you very much. Now there will be Shayan Darshan of the Lord at 8:50. So there will be Kirtan. So you can sit, and after some time you can have the Darshan of the Lord, Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Gaur Nithai and Gopalji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hmm?